You are now tuned into Accelerate to Great Podcast with Nehemiah Davis, a podcast for aspiring and established entrepreneurs looking for their next level of greatness.
Welcome back to another episode of Accelerate to Great. Guys, I am super pumped up and excited about this particular episode. I had the opportunity to see our guest at Funnel Hackers Live. When I say her story is inspiring, not only did she build one company to a multi-million, not two, not three, but she built four multi-million dollar companies. And I thought it would be an incredible opportunity to get her on the Accelerate the Great podcast to share with you her story, share with you how she did it, and more importantly, how she's teaching thousands of other people all around the world to do the same. So without further ado, I would like to introduce a friend, a mentor, and just a dynamic, dynamic, entrepreneur, leader, and game changer, Allison J. Prince, to the show. How are you?
Woohoo! What an intro. I'm just going to hit repeat. Listen to that on days that I'm sad.
Hey, got to do it right. I mean, you know, I'm only speaking the truth. How's your day going today?
So good. So much better now.
Good. I truly appreciate it. You over there in Utah, I believe, correct?
I am, and it's okay. Cold over here.
Yes. I want to go to the Salt Flats. Have you been to the Salt Flats?
Driven by, but
okay.
You only go out there for photography and
right.
Like racing, and I don't get out there often.
It's pretty much like when you live in the city where people drive hours or fly to go do those things, like tourists never actually do them. So I totally understand. I'm in Philadelphia. People are like, hey, why don't we go see the Rocky statue? I'm like, okay, sure. But a lot of things that people call touristy, we don't really do.
Yeah.
I value your time a great deal, Allison, so I don't want to waste too much time. Would you mind sharing with us, how did you bump into your very first business? I know you built several different businesses, but I always think, I notice a lot of people bump into their first business by mistake, by necessity. Would you mind giving us a little bit of story?
Absolutely. So I went to college. When I was in high school and junior high, I was always interested in, you know, you just how to take care of yourselves, right? How to take care of yourself, how to pay for stuff. So all of my school teachers, my parents, everyone around me told me that I needed to go to college. Like that was the only way that you could get financially successful. So I did it. I worked really hard, went to college, got my degree, worked super hard my first month. When they handed me my first paycheck, they also told me that I qualified for food stamps. And nowhere in this world do food stamps and financial security like go together, right? And so I was so incredibly frustrated. So incredibly frustrated. I felt like I'd been lied to. Like I couldn't even go out and afford food. It was so frustrating to me. So what I did is I didn't have any money. I had a baby at home. My husband was in school still. And so I just went to the library and I started reading and studying and trying to figure out how I could get income to pay for stuff, to pay for food. Like I didn't even realize that I didn't know about taxes. I didn't know, like they don't teach you that, like real life stuff, right? And so I figured, you know what, I'm going to go into e-commerce. E-commerce seems like the best fit for me because at that time I had a few years down the road, four kids, and it's not like to go out and to get a job, I'd have had to take a loan in addition to pay for the childcare for these four kids to go to school. So I had to figure out how to do this while staying at home. But the big thing about e-commerce, selling stuff online, is everything I read, people just said you have to have a lot of inventory. You have to have a lot of stock. I couldn't go out and buy inventory. And it wasn't like poverty level, but it was severe, like paycheck to paycheck. We were like one dishwasher away from going in debt or one sick kid away from going in debt. And so we just had that fear every day of, okay, how are we going to make it today? Are we going to make it today? So what I did is I looked around my makeshift office, like it was not even a real office, right? And I found this roll of vinyl. And vinyl is like this black sticky stuff. Do you know what it is? Yeah, and you can like cut out letters with it or whatever and put it on your wall. And I didn't even have anything to cut it out with. So I just cut it into strips. And I sold a 12-inch strip of this vinyl lettering. And we ended up selling about 100 sheets online. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is magical. So the stuff that I didn't need anymore, I was able to turn into cash to go out and start buying products to start building my site. So a lot of people come up and they're like, I want to do this. I want to sell online, but I have to have this huge, beautiful Shark Tank idea. And I've spent thousands of dollars to get started. And I'm like, why would you do that? I didn't have that. Why would you go out and do that and risk all that stuff, right? And so just selling stuff that you no longer have and that you no longer use can get you the income to start building your business. And it doesn't have to be a super complex item at all.
And I'm happy you kind of touched on that, Allison, because a lot of people, this is just something someone want to write down. She literally just told you how you can go make money in the next 24 hours. Go identify things around your home that you no longer need. It could be old shoes. It could be old jewelry. It could just be furniture. Upload that to Facebook Marketplace, Craigslist, OfferUp, LetGo, and you literally can go get money to join an amazing program like the 100K system or any other cool program that is going to literally teach you how to do it. So I'm happy that you just were resourceful. I realized that for me, Allison, I got my dad been in jail since I was 2. I got kicked out of high school, college, fired from 10 jobs. And after that moment, I'm like, I have to probably figure something out for myself at this moment. So I feel like some of the greatest stories often are the entrepreneurs who almost had no other option. Like you didn't have an income. You had no other option. So you like, it either has to work or it has to work. Right.
Yeah. When people say, I don't have any money to start a business, I'm like, congratulations. That is the best place to start a business. Because if you are given stuff, we don't value it, right? And so if we are given money to start a business, like it's just not, there's no value to it. But when we make that first dollar, we're like, whoa, like it's the best dollar we've ever made in our whole life. And we are so cautious to spend it. And that's, I think it drives down and helps us become better entrepreneurs. I want to tell you another product that I had. I found a long stick of wood behind the shed at my house, and I chopped it up into blocks of wood, just little square blocks of wood. And I was taking pictures of it. My neighbor walks over and he's like, Allison, what are you doing? And I said, oh, I'm going to sell these blocks of wood. And he said, you're going to sell trash? And I was like, what? No, it's not trash. And I envisioned mom sitting around with their kids, gluing pictures of their faces for like almost like a puzzle that they could put together with their kids. And then he just saw trash. So what it is, I put them up on the site and we ended up selling over $9,000 that day in one day.
Yeah. I didn't go buy
anything crazy, right? It was just something behind my house. And then I've had clients in the 0 to 100K system that you mentioned before. One gal sold over $13,000 in rocks in a month. And so that's the barrier right there, is just break down the thought that you have to have all these beautiful, amazing Shark Tank idea products when you're probably sitting on a gold mine if you just look around.
Wow. And that's so simple. You so would. I remember when I think I heard the YouTube, or I heard you say, tell that story, and I'm like, it's incredible. So oftentimes you just got to get resourceful. So, and I like what you said earlier. I truly believe when you don't pay, I always tell people, when you don't pay attention. And if there's no transaction, there's no transformation. So a lot of people are seeking out all this advice and information, but never actually willing to invest. And again, there's other ways to invest just in money, but it could be time and just tirelessly, you know, investing in your craft. So I appreciate you kind of saying that, because I noticed the people who take the most action are those who got something on the line for it. Yep. Like, hey, I put something up to this. I'm going to take this serious because that's my very last. So I'm happy that you touched on that. So again, you built several businesses, Allison, several amazing businesses. And oftentimes we know, we hear about the success, but tell us about some things you wish you would have known, like just maybe some mistakes that could have whether derailed you or just could have really hurt you that you had to overcome. Because I want people to know about some of the mistakes as well.
Oh, there's plenty of those. We could go, like, there's a whole book about mistakes on that. So I think one of the biggest mistakes that I've ever made is not believing in me. And I know that's kind of like foo-foo,
wow,
you know, rah-rah, but the times where I didn't believe in me and I thought someone else knew my business better than I did were the times that I made my worst decisions in my businesses. And there really is a difference between listening to your heart and listening to your brain. There was a point where I knew I needed to fire someone in my company, but my brain kept talking me out of it. My heart kept giving that person the benefit of the doubt and saying they just had a hard day, or they just don't understand me. And that's what my brain was saying, but my heart was saying, they're crooked, they're stealing from you. And I just kept justifying it and saying, no, it's okay. They know more than me. And that was, like, honestly, my biggest mistake is you have to listen to your heart. And the only way to be able to do that is by going forward, even when you're scared to death and you're like, oh, I don't know if I can do this. This is just so out of my comfort zone. But by getting out of there and then learning, okay, that's my brain or that's my heart. Like, you have to move forward and you have to have these experiences to be able to separate the two out. Now, if I get that thought, if I have that feeling in my heart, like, I listen to my heart all the time now because it's right. It's always right, where my brain will talk me out or into anything. And so that was my biggest thing right there is listening to your gut.
Thank you, Allison. That was amazing. So I want to talk about a little bit about e-commerce because, again, these are pretty much where all the businesses are built around. In this day and age, there's so many different, like, strategies and concepts. What would you say, what was the strategy that took you within e-commerce from six figures to seven figures to that multi-million dollar business? Like what would you say was a certain system, a certain process? What would that be? Because a lot of entrepreneurs who may listen, there, a lot of people are approaching six, but they say it's different to go from six to seven. That's probably one of the hardest processes.
See, and I don't know. Yes, it is. It's a different mindset.
Right.
A different back end to help ship all the products out. But really the strategy is the same. And all my business, like my e-commerce businesses, I'm going to tell you something that might, like, surprise you, but I don't pay for Facebook ads in my e-commerce business. I don't do that at all. Right. And a lot of people, I do have a blog called How Does She, and we do have a lot of followers on there. And that's actually how I learned the process of how this all works. When I started my first e-commerce business, I actually couldn't use that blog. I have business partners. I wanted to respect them. And I found out that influencers are get me so much better results than any Facebook ad ever could. And so as soon as I figured that out, then I started my own business. But like that business, I had to start again at ground zero, right? I don't get any free handouts. I didn't get any free anything, even on my own blog, because I wanted to respect my business partners, right? And so I didn't touch that audience. I went out to a whole new audience and started working with influencers. They drove traffic, and that's how I've grown all my e-commerce businesses. I get the product into their hand, and it's almost like, do you know the show Friends? Or are you too young?
I know Friends, but I haven't watched it, but I know Friends, yes.
Put that on your bucket list.
Okay, so. Got you. With Drew Carey, right? With the glasses, right?
No, is that? No. It's with Rachel and Ross.
I'm sorry. Well, I'll take a look at an episode.
Okay, I won't go into that analogy.
Okay.
So basically what you're looking for is an influencer who has people that are interacting on their page. And an influencer can say, hey, look at my sunglasses. I got them from so-and-so. And then people are like, oh, okay. And then they go over and buy. And so you're working with warm audiences. So even if you're starting, you don't need to have this huge email list or this huge following on social. You work with influencers. And an influencer is someone who has a following on Instagram or Facebook or on their blog. You work with them, and then they throw over their traffic to your site. And that's how you grow.
Yeah. And it's funny, Allison, I heard you say it several times. Now I'm working with influencers. I suggest my members and just a lot of people to work with influencers. But How I don't know if you, like, a lot of things, someone will say influencers, you'll say, hey, I built a multi-million dollar business with help of influencers, but oftentimes it go over people's head. Like, sometimes people are looking to hear this complex strategy that you ran this specific ad with this certain copy with this certain ad set, and all you said, hey, it was influencers. What is that thing that you give to your members to be like, hey, actually take action on this? Because a lot of times someone told me about it a year ago, 6 months ago, hey, shout out Paige's influencers, and I moved slow on it. But when I did, I'm like, why didn't I listen 6 months ago when he first told me this? So is there any strategy or mindset that you share with people to be like, hey, this is something you take immediate action on? This is one of those things that may do for your business.
Yeah, so when you work with influencers, there's some influencers I've sold zero. And then there's some where just a couple weeks ago, we sold $64,000 in just over 2 days. 2 days. Like zero Facebook ads, zero.
Incredible.
Right? And so there is a strategy behind it. You can't just go to any influencer. They've got to have a specific engagement. They have to be on specific platforms. And then here's another thing is they have to be able to sell. There's a lot of influencers, even a lot of very, very famous people out there that have huge followings, but they literally, they literally cannot sell. They're horrible at selling, right? And so there are specific, you want to make sure that they sell other people's products. Some people are like, oh, they already sell products. I don't want to sell with them. They've already maxed out their audience, or you're competing with them or competing with someone else. That's a bunch of baloney. You want someone who knows how to sell. And when they can, you watch them in their, like on their social, if they're selling other people's products, those are the people that you want to work with.
What's your favorite social media site right now to drive traffic with influencers?
It depends. My favorite one is the one that they're most engaged on. Fast. So I have some influencers that are really engaged on Instagram, and then some that are really good on Facebook. And if I use the Facebook ones on Instagram, they bomb. But if I use it on Facebook, they're amazing. So I don't really think they're some... It's where they're most engaged, right? If they're on YouTube and they have this amazing engagement on YouTube, that's where they should be talking about it. So really, that's what it boils down to, is how to get with those people and with their audience and having them use your products.
Awesome. So a question I want to ask you, you're managing a successful family, husband, four beautiful children, and multiple businesses. Is there, how do you deal with balance, or is it, how do you pretty much do your day to day? How, because there's a lot of entrepreneurs, me in general, a lot of times I'm like work. Family, I'll get to you after work, but I'm pretty sure yours is family first, business second. Or so share with us a little bit of strategy for us upcoming entrepreneurs who are like, yo, how do you do this balance thing? Because I believe you're good at that.
Actually, I'm really bad at it. That's why.
Oh, sorry.
I have eight businesses. I've sold some.
Wow.
I know, because I've learned this was my mistake. I went in thinking I had to have all these different businesses when really I only need to have one or two and do really, really well at them. And so now going out, I tell people, stop creating all these businesses. One or two, that's it. Like max, that's it. And actually, we've sold off a couple of the businesses so that I can focus more and be able to help my students more. It's actually more fulfilling now for me to watch them sell $50,000 than for me to go out and make $50,000. I know it's kind of weird, but when my knowledge can be transferred to them and then I can see their success, it's very fulfilling for me. But that's the one thing that I've learned. And over the last couple of years, as I've transitioned to selling off some of the businesses and really focusing down onto what my mission is, this is where I'm learning balance. And then I put my phone, I don't bring my computer. I try not to bring my computer home at night. I did get an office to help separate it. I've only been in this office for a year. Even when I was running several multi-million dollar businesses, I worked from home. And then the kids would come home from school and I'm like, hang on, I'm almost done. And I became the hang on mom. Like, all mom's too busy for us. And as soon as I realized that, I'm like, well, not good. I'm going to move to an office space. And then when I get home, I'm mom, 100% mom. And then I'm not as tempted as much, but like, it's been a learning process for me. And especially as a new entrepreneur, you want to do everything right. And you don't want to miss out on any opportunity. I think that's one of the greatest pitfalls of new entrepreneurs is they get themselves spread too thin. Really just focus on the one or two things you're passionate about and knock that out of the park.
That's amazing. I appreciate it. Still, I think even being able to separate, hey, I'm not going home with my computer, I'm not taking phone calls, I think that's still incredible.
Yeah.
So for you, as far as mentorship, I know you're with Russell Brunson. You're, of course, you're an Inner Circle and different things of that nature. How crucial at this level, because where you're at now, you got to get higher information. What is some of the most best, what is some of the best advice that's recently been shared to you to help your business grow even more?
I think it really is mentorship. Just really finding those people who've done better than you. I'm echoing. Is that on my end?
You sound good to me. How can you sound, hear me pretty good?
Yeah. I keep hearing this echo every once in a while.
Well, when I'm not talking, I mute my mic, so I don't know if it has anything to do with that.
Oh, that might be it. Okay. So mentorship is a big, huge one for me. I'm going in this, like, we literally, people don't know what they're doing, right? Like, we're all new to every stage in our life. Like, when I had a baby, that was a new stage for me. And so I looked around at other moms and asked them questions. When I had teenagers, I'm like, whoa, what do we do with these teenagers? I look around and ask for help, right? Same thing with business. Yes, you can go on and try and do it by yourself, but why? Like, life's about relationships. Life's about community. Life's about give and take and, you know, seeing others succeed, helping other people, and then they help you. It's like this nice balance. And with mentorship, like Russell Brunson, you know, I will forever be a Russell Brunson fan. He helped me to skip so many mistakes in how I teach people. Like, I tried before I met Russell Brunson, and I blah, blah, blah. Like, it was not good at all. And he's like, Allison, you need to have a community. And I'm like, a what? And so I really focused in on having a community, which I call the Because I Can Clan now. And that community now, it's almost, it'll be, about, it's about a year and a half old. There's over 3,000 people in it. And it is, like, I love it. I have so much fun in there. We're all geeking out about e-commerce, right? We're talking about, oh, this works. This didn't work. Oh, what about this or that? And so this community has just been such a joy. And it really helps motivate, keep people going, because the entrepreneur journey can be an up and down battle. And so I think finding that mentor and then being in a community of supportive people, like, is an absolute must. And honestly, I wish I really would have known that when I started to.
So that's one of your steps on, you wish you would have known that then, right?
Yeah. Yep.
And I say the same for me. This year, I think I might have invested like $27,000. It's probably not as much as you would in education. I mean, you probably did way more with Inner Circle and stuff. But for me, it was like huge to do that, go to these different conferences, invest in myself so much. But I'm like, it has been instrumental in my growth. I'm growing so much daily from being around people who are better than me, right? Being around people who are sharper than me and just seeing what I should be doing better. So I'm just super grateful just for mentorship. And again, mentorship also, you don't gotta, sometimes for me, I realize mentorship isn't always about, you don't gotta be in every program, but you can see it from afar. You can see, oh, that looks like it's working. You can try it. Mm-hmm. So I just think it's super important.
I also think you can get into too many mentors.
Yeah.
And then you can get completely overwhelmed. So when I joined Russell Brunson, I turned everything off. I said, okay, I'm not going to listen to them anymore. I think they're great, but I'm going to put you on pause. And I just really dove all in because I followed his process and it worked. Okay. And so that's another thing too, is don't listen to so much. There's so much out there. Just stay super focused on your goal with one, maybe two people.
Gotcha. That's amazing. So tell us a little bit about your little girls in the business. How's everything going with that? Are they still hustling, running in their businesses?
Yeah, so that's honestly my greatest business success. Yeah,
I read it everywhere. Like, you love that more than anything. So tell us a little bit about that, because we got listeners on air like, is it possible for my kids to run a business? So tell us a little bit about the story. I know the story, but I think our listeners would appreciate it and probably encourage them to get their kids in entrepreneurship sooner.
Yeah, so when I started my first business and we hit the multi-million dollar mark, I'm like, woohoo, this works. And so I did it again and I'm like, oh my gosh, maybe I'm not a one-hit wonder, right? Because when you do businesses and you're like, you have success, there's all this self-doubt that comes in. I'm a one-hit wonder. I don't know if I can do it again. Like, just all this self-doubt, right? And so I did the second one, and then I'm like, huh, I wonder if my daughters can do this. So I gave them the same system, the same process that I used, and within 9 months, they had sold over $100,000 online, and that was a pretty cool story. And so my sister called me, and she's like, hey, you want to teach me? I'm like, sure. So I taught her and she ended up doing like $129,000 in 9 months. And then some friends started calling me and anyway, and then it just blew up into this whole big thing. But watching my daughter sell online as 10 and 13 year old, like my youngest didn't even know how to wear deodorant. My oldest at 13, she was popping zits in the mirror, right? Watching them sell online, it wasn't just the money, it was a transformation of them believing in themselves, knowing that they could do it. And now they, it's not the option of you have to go to college, you have, that's your only option, right? If they have a passion to be a world-class magician, they could do it and still be able to make money to live a nice lifestyle. If they want to go and serve in a third world country, they'll have the funds to pay for the airplane ticket to get over there. So many people want to help out in this world, but the only way to be able to help out is you got to have your own money to help get you over there and eat your own food, right? So now they have the information to be able to do that. So yeah, they're still selling online. My oldest, she's 17 now. Last week, she did $1,000 online. And it took her like probably 20 minutes to set it up and then an hour to ship it out. Right?
Wow.
It's not, once you get the system up and going, the system runs for you. There's been times where, like, I've said, I don't want to work today. I don't feel good. I just want to go home and watch Netflix all day long. But because the systems are in place and it's not me having to physically be there, we can still make money. Now, if I stayed and watched Netflix every day, no, that wouldn't work. But the systems online, selling products online, works 24 hours, 7 days a week, and you can take breaks. You can make money where you're at Disneyland eating churros with your kids.
Wow. And it's funny you say it, Allison. I was talking to my friend about evergreening like a webinar, and I know Russell talks about just do a live till it's perfect. I'm like, let's continue to do a live till it's perfect. But at some point, I'm like, evergreen it, because now it's working. It's working for you. A lot of the gurus and big people, they're not doing a live webinar every day. It's on evergreen. So just to talk about systems, Allison, how important are systems for businesses, for entrepreneurs who are trying to get to the next level? And what's a couple of your favorite systems that you like?
Systems are crucial, especially like I'm the most non-consistent person in the world next to a bunch of junior high kids, right? Like we're human beings. Being consistent is hard for us. Only thing that I think I can be consistent at is eating. Like that's the only thing, right? And so these systems allow me to be consistent. Like the Evergreen webinar that you talked about, it's on ClickFunnels. I use that ClickFunnels technology. Love it. And it allows me to be consistent when I can't be consistent. So every 5 minutes it's running. And then I'm in the background and I'm helping I can spend more energy on my group, getting them to succeed, than me on a webinar losing my voice, trying to pitch the same thing over and over again, right? And so being able to do, automate things, you just have to be able to grow. If you're trying to manually do everything, you'll stop.
Facts. So now I appreciate that. So Allison, we're about to let you get out of here. Before we go, is there any way that our audience can help you? Anything that you need help with? Anything you're looking to get support on? Other than we'll drop in the show notes the link for the 100K system for people to enroll. But is there any way we can serve you or add value to anything that you currently have going on? Please let us know.
You're sweet. You know what? I think a big thing is just like, I've got an Instagram page. You can go over there. And so yesterday, as an entrepreneur, you know this, we get beat up. We get beat up nonstop. Right?
Yes. Yes.
And I put up a picture. It was darling, of my two little boys and my nephew holding a sign that said "No girls allowed," and they're laughing and they think it's so fun. I got hate mail over that. And you know, I understand that hate mail is going to happen. You just have to be able to accept that. And you have to be able to say, you know what? I don't need to put their, like, I don't need to accept that. I don't need to bring that in. I know I'm doing the job. I know I'm serving my audience. But I'll tell you what, when someone comes over and says, "Hey, Allison, thanks for all that you do, all the information that you give," like, that means so much to me. And so when people do that, I love to reach back out to them and do the same thing. I think entrepreneurs, we need each other. I know we need, entrepreneurs need each other, because we're constantly getting beat up about everything, about the way your eyebrows look, about the way your hair is. Like, it just happens online. There's so many people that don't understand how much we're putting out there, that just the support of entrepreneurs with each other is huge. So I think that would just be the big thing.
No, I appreciate that. So as you guys hear, follow Allison, Allison J. Prince on Instagram with one L.
That's
and
right.
Please, the 100K system, is there a straight website that we can just say now, although we'll plug it in the show notes as well?
Yeah, 0-100K.com.
Got you, guys. So again, guys, this was an absolutely amazing interview today with Allison. She's a super, super, super dynamic entrepreneur. And I hope that you were able to get some information to help you get one step closer to growing your 6, 7, 8, or 9-figure business today. Thank you guys for tuning in, and stay tuned for the next episode of Accelerate the Great. Thank you, everybody.